You will hear part of a presentation by a woman called Linda Brown, who is the director of a new college. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Thank you, everyone, for attending this presentation about the new college. My name's Linda Brown, and I'm the director of the college. I'd like to start with some basic information. We're planning on holding the opening ceremony on April the 21st, with a view to starting summer classes on June the 15th. That gives us enough time in between to make any last-minute improvements and adds a bit of extra time to the schedule, just in case. It's hard to say at this moment exactly how many students are likely to enrol for the summer school, but there's certainly been a lot of interest, especially after the series of adverts we did on the radio. We were confident those would be more effective than TV promotions, as people tend to change channels in the breaks between programmes, less likely on the radio, we thought. So I would hope we'll have plenty of people signing up for courses through that. We're hoping to attract some useful publicity at the opening ceremony, and our marketing director has been working very hard on this. We thought it was important to request the services of someone who works within the community to declare the college officially open, and who could be better than the mayor? We're pretty pleased he's agreed, as he's proving to be very popular in the town. We've also invited a number of other local figures to get involved. We're thrilled to announce that the footballer Harry Watson, who comes from the area, has agreed to stand up and give a short talk. We're hoping he'll be a popular draw. We've also asked along a number of business investors and other VIPs from the area. The aim of the opening is to get local people signing up for courses. We plan to do that by involving them in all sorts of ways. For instance, as far as possible, we're going to have local experts giving classes here instead of academics who have little connection with the area. We'll have the chief accountant from a local business teaching accountancy classes, that kind of thing. We've decided to place importance on practical subjects at this college to attract students who may not be interested in a more theoretical kind of course. Basically, we're hoping to get students who are keen on developing their skills, perhaps people who are already working. We've taken a very flexible approach about the students we're going to accept. Many people who don't come out of school with the best grades may well have ended up in jobs they don't really enjoy. These people have a great deal of potential, and many of them would relish the opportunity to study. We want them to enjoy the benefits of studying at a higher level, and we're prepared to give them the chance to do so. Our admissions policy will be to accept students who didn't have the qualifications required for entry into more established colleges. We're pretty sure a lot of young people will be tempted to enrol. We want to attract people who wouldn't normally think about enrolling for higher education. Something else we believe will boost numbers is our newly opened applications office right in the middle of the town to create interest. We think it's a great idea to provide visibility for the college, rather than people having to go out of their way to reach the registrations office here at the college itself. In addition, should members of the public require further information about the college, they can visit our website for a full description of what we do. That's where you can also ask for a brochure with all the details supplied online to be sent directly to your home. I'll give you more information about that a little later on, but for now, does anyone have any questions so far?
Now you will hear part two again.
Thank you, everyone, for attending this presentation about the new college. My name's Linda Brown, and I'm the director of the college. I'd like to start with some basic information. We're planning on holding the opening ceremony on April the 21st, with a view to starting summer classes on June the 15th. That gives us enough time in between to make any last-minute improvements and adds a bit of extra time to the schedule, just in case. It's hard to say at this moment exactly how many students are likely to enrol for the summer school, but there's certainly been a lot of interest, especially after the series of adverts we did on the radio. We were confident those would be more effective than TV promotions, as people tend to change channels in the breaks between programmes, less likely on the radio, we thought. So I would hope we'll have plenty of people signing up for courses through that. We're hoping to attract some useful publicity at the opening ceremony, and our marketing director has been working very hard on this. We thought it was important to request the services of someone who works within the community to declare the college officially open, and who could be better than the mayor? We're pretty pleased he's agreed, as he's proving to be very popular in the town. We've also invited a number of other local figures to get involved. We're thrilled to announce that the footballer Harry Watson, who comes from the area, has agreed to stand up and give a short talk. We're hoping he'll be a popular draw. We've also asked along a number of business investors and other VIPs from the area. The aim of the opening is to get local people signing up for courses. We plan to do that by involving them in all sorts of ways. For instance, as far as possible, we're going to have local experts giving classes here instead of academics who have little connection with the area. We'll have the chief accountant from a local business teaching accountancy classes, that kind of thing. We've decided to place importance on practical subjects at this college to attract students who may not be interested in a more theoretical kind of course. Basically, we're hoping to get students who are keen on developing their skills, perhaps people who are already working. We've taken a very flexible approach about the students we're going to accept. Many people who don't come out of school with the best grades may well have ended up in jobs they don't really enjoy. These people have a great deal of potential, and many of them would relish the opportunity to study. We want them to enjoy the benefits of studying at a higher level, and we're prepared to give them the chance to do so. Our admissions policy will be to accept students who didn't have the qualifications required for entry into more established colleges. We're pretty sure a lot of young people will be tempted to enrol. We want to attract people who wouldn't normally think about enrolling for higher education. Something else we believe will boost numbers is our newly opened applications office right in the middle of the town to create interest. We think it's a great idea to provide visibility for the college, rather than people having to go out of their way to reach the registrations office here at the college itself. In addition, should members of the public require further information about the college, they can visit our website for a full description of what we do. That's where you can also ask for a brochure with all the details supplied online to be sent directly to your home. I'll give you more information about that a little later on, but for now, does anyone have any questions so far?
That is the end of part two.